Hello, y'all. So, like I mentioned, I'm gonna do another episode today. I'm doing that episode right now. Man, look at me. All these episodes in one day, I've been doing a bit better, as you can tell. And I'm thinking about doing, and you know what? I'll wait. Let me wait for my fourth anniversary episode. I will do a behind the scenes about everything I've been up to. So, I've actually listened to Bad Baby's songs, or I think one song of hers, one or two songs when I heard that she was making music. And I was like, okay, this is a bop, but she is so incredibly irrelevant to me that I decided to go on YouTube to look at an interview because of hers to see how you pronounce her name, because the spelling of Bad Baby is such a mind fuck for me. Like, my cognitive dissonance just is in complete disarray. And so I was like, let me see how to pronounce it. And I'm so glad I did because I was pronouncing Bad Baby incorrectly, as I should. Look at how the hell she spells that shit. Anyway, so I'm glad I did my research on that before recording, but I also did quite a bit of research for this episode. That's what's so exciting about this podcast that I've been flapping my gums about and being super repetitious about for so long. I was always like, I don't make any money, so I ain't researching shit. But I decided to spend a little time doing a little Googling. Just to get a little more information about this incredible story. What does it say about us? What does it say that someone like Bad Baby can be making so much money off of her OnlyFans? What does that say about us? Whew. All right. So, Bad Baby posted her $57 million earnings statement online, and TMZ verified the statement. They confirmed, they said, via multiple receipts, that Bad Baby, real name Danielle Bregoli, has indeed made $57 million from her OnlyFans subscribers. Just a quick side note that probably everyone listening knows, TMZ was founded by Harvey Levin. Now, Harvey said that he was insulted when somebody told him to make a website. And he was like, how dare you? Because he just thought he should be doing something bigger and better than a website. Harvey's background is being a lawyer, and that is a huge part of TMZ's brand, right? They're always reporting who filed the lawsuit. They're always outing people for their lawsuits. And I think that's because Harvey is in deep with a lot of people in law enforcement and people who work with court documents. Clearly, obviously, that's why, the moment you file a lawsuit, it's like a front page headline on TMZ. And by the way, TMZ stands for 30 mile zone, because there's apparently like a 30 mile radius of Hollywood or something. I don't know. I know it stands for 30 mile zone, but I don't know what that zone encompasses. But, anyways, so when TMZ verifies something like how much somebody made, you can trust that it's the truth. You can't trust that TMZ has always been accurate in its reporting, but everybody knows TMZ's accuracy rate, I think, is about 95%. But when it comes to something that's as easy to verify as this, trust and believe that Daniel posting that her statement that she made $57 million, that was not fake. Even though some idiot haters want to think it's fake, this shit is not fake. So, moving right along. So, this is what I uncovered when I went to YouTube. So, I saw a YouTube video. It was a brief interview. It was like a mock style, like a Stephen Colbert type of interview with Bad Baby, and I am linking to the video in the description of this episode. But anyways, so Bad Baby says that her fan base is white men, ages 20 to 40 years old, married with six kids, who have a daughter her age. Okay, I mean, that it was so such an honest assessment of her fan base, and what I find really insulting about how she described her fan base is she said that they are married with six kids and they have a daughter her own age. It's like there's so much judgment just pouring through those specifics. And I think what she's trying to say is these men are losers. These men are like just like graduated from being incels to wifing someone and being broke with six kids. Like, that's not, it, she wasn't describing them in a positive light, especially with her saying that they got a daughter her age. Like, that's creepy and gross. Anyways, so I am doing my research, which is something, I pretty much avoided doing in the past. Danielle's OnlyFans, on her OnlyFans, she chart Bad Baby slash Danielle, she charges $24 a month to subscribe. And apparently, people on OnlyFans can charge up to $50, 50, for a DM. So on Daniel's OnlyFans, she is frequently begging her subscribers to tip her $10 or $25 so that she will DM them back. An evil genius. Bad Baby also has hundreds of millions of views on several of her YouTube videos. Her Instagram following is 16 million, and her Snapchat following is to the tune of 10 million. Okay, so this bitch has 26 followers, and that's just from Instagram and Snapchat. That is not from her YouTube. I think her YouTube, let me see right now. I don't think it was that impressive, but since I'm like pretending, not pretending, since I'm dipping into researching when doing this podcast, I will go ahead and go to her YouTube right now. So yeah, that's what I thought. So her YouTube is 7 million. So we got 26 plus 7. No, yeah, 20. Sorry, I was thinking about the 16 million. We got 26 plus 7. We got 34. No, 33. We got 33. 33.54 million subscribers, because her YouTube has 7.54 million subscribers. So this is a bitch who has, let me just break it down, right? She has 35 million followers between YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat. Now, a lot of those are going to be the same people following her on different platforms. So let's just say she has 22 million, right? I'm mentioning this because so many people are really delusional when it comes to OnlyFans. They think because they're hot, because they could get naked, because they could do porn, that they're gonna be like millionaires. This is like OnlyFans is so incredibly oversaturated. And when stories like this come out about like Bad Baby making $57 million in 3 years, what the fuck do y'all think that does to the platform? It just makes so many other people sign up as delusional idiots. You're not gonna make any money on OnlyFans if you don't already have a big, thriving, existing fan base. Bad Baby already has more than 30 million followers. That's a really good jump start. On top of it, she charges $24 a month to subscribe. Now, I heard that new people on OnlyFans, they give away their stuff for free or for $2 or $3, just hoping to get subscribers. That's heartbreaking because guess what? Those people, they don't ever come up. OnlyFans is not this like pathway to riches. and success and being a stay-at-home hoe. I just came up with that right now. I'm gonna edit it out of this goddamn episode because I think I'm like, that's too genius, yo. That's too genius. But too many people think that OnlyFans is going to be this like overnight pathway to success, and the ship has sailed. I hate to tell you, but the ship has sailed for OnlyFans unless you're a celebrity or you have a big fan base. At least if we're talking about wanting to live off of it. So, and that's what, and what's so funny is it's like, even though I've had a podcast for 4 years, like I swear on my life, I'm still surprised every single time somebody, or every single time I see a new podcast. Because it's like, there are the pioneers, the Marc Marons, the Joe Rogans. I'll get into that when I talk about my, or when I do my anniversary episode. But the fact that, and guess what? In a way, I don't know why I'm surprised that people are still making podcasts. They're always going to make podcasts. It's really here to stay because anything where people can make money off of, like, people are always going to be trying it out. They're going to be late to the party, and the people who win 99% of the time, or 9 out of 10 times, I'd say, when it comes to podcasts, are the people who have a huge network behind them. They aren't people like myself. And which ties into OnlyFans, right? Like, Daniel already had a built-in fan base. Of course, the bitch is going to be popping on OnlyFans. It's just that she has really taken advantage of how dumb her fans are, because she charges more than most people on OnlyFans. $24 a month? Always talking about give me a $25 tip? Like, okay. So, Daniel launched her OnlyFans in 2021, and she obviously still has a lot of time to make money this year. So she's already made, in 3 years, the bitch has already made $57 million. That is extremely impressive. And I think it's rare. I think it's rare because I think if everybody was pulling the same numbers that she was pulling, we would hear stories about it. Right? Actually, you know what? Nope, that is not true. And I'll get to that very, very shortly. That is not true. The people who are making money like Danielle is making are not posting screenshots of their bread online. So, are you in your feelings about how much Danielle has made? I don't think you are. As for myself, am I in my feelings about it? Yes. And the reason why I'm in my feelings about it is because, like, statistics show that the gap is really widening between the middle class and the lower class and the middle class, and then the middle class and the wealthy. So, yeah, my blood does boil a little bit because I feel that more and more people have less money, and the rich just keep getting like exponentially richer. We just had this Indian wedding on Saturday, the Amani wedding. Every single person at that wedding was gifted with a $200,000 watch. The wedding took place in India, one of the most impoverished places in the country. But everybody who attended this wedding got a $200,000 watch. Okay, that's cute. That's great. But what about all the people in your fucking country, though? What about those people? Could you not give them any money? It's like, it's gross. It's so gross. Like, and you're the every, like, let me tell you something about that Indian wedding that I did not attend, that I only know Kourtney and Khloe Kardashian attended, and maybe Jay Shetty attended. But this is what I'm gonna say about that wedding. There probably wasn't a single person in attendance who couldn't afford a $200,000 watch. So it's like wasteful on several levels and appalling on several levels, right? So I am just like, okay, Bad Bobby made Bad Bobby. That's how I used to pronounce her shit until I looked it up. Bad Baby made 57 million. Is she giving back? Absolutely not. Could she give back? Absolutely. And when we talk about people giving back, we don't mean drain your accounts. We don't mean take 50% of your stacks. But what about 2%? Don't you got 2% to spare? Fuck right off. And granted, I'm not in that position, but I'm already so generous. I've always known that I would not go from being very generous to just overnight being very selfish and stingy. Because I've always given what I could my entire life. So I don't see why that would change if I had more to give. Now, back to the goddamn story. I'm detouring a lot on this one. Okay, so I said that I short circuit every time I see how Danielle spells bad baby, and you guys just witnessed that. That I was reading that from my notes because I just said bad Bobby. I used to always say bad Bobby in my head like a weirdo. Okay, so why did Danielle feel that she had to flex on her haters like this by posting her earnings? That is what concerns, or that is one of the things that concern me. Does Bad Baby want to be a target for opportunists? Does she want to keep having children with men who physically abuse her? Does she want everyone begging her for money? Is she trying to prove her value, her self-worth? Is she trying to prove to herself that she's a valuable and worthy person? Was this like for the ego and esteem boost? What is Danielle slash Bad Baby proving other than that she's a new money bitch who doesn't know how to keep her business to herself? We should not be privy to her earnings. Like, Bad Baby has always been letting us know about all the bread that she's been making off of OnlyFans. Like, okay, we get it. You're out earning everyone. Nearly everyone on the platform. Shut up already, bitch. So she's made more money than most of us will see in our lifetimes. I don't think it's a flex to be this boastful about getting rich by being a ghetto ass bitch who is blackfishing for clout. She's similar to Iggy Azalea. They are both modern day minstrels, and I am not putting any money in their minstrel show. Period. Period. Do you know how many black creators, black rappers, when it comes to Iggy Azalea's case, black creators who don't get this much fame, exposure, or a fan base? Do you really think Taylor Swift would be as commercially successful as she is if she were a dark-skinned woman? I don't even have to say black, dark-skinned, period, of any ethnicity. Do you think she would have actually been as successful as she is? Like, Taylor Swift, I enjoy her music, but we cannot discuss someone who has the like who is that commercially successful and famous without mentioning her proximity to whiteness and dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. Her hair isn't, obviously, it's not platinum blonde at all, but we can talk about the fact that she has features that so many women around the world aspire to have, and therefore they're happy to support her because she embodies that, which is so dumb, but it's the truth. Similar to Beyonce, like, she is a light-skinned woman with light-colored eyes and apparently long-ass hair down to her booty crack. So, like, all her fans are ready to stand because she's gorgeous. Like, I guess. I mean, that's not me, but there's a lot of people like that. It contributes to, like, your aesthetic is like the reason why you're successful when you're in the entertainment industry. So Bad Baby is out here blackfishing and people are eating it up for some reason. She's not a bad bitch. She's not pretty. She's average at best. At best. I don't find her appealing on any level. I'm saying this objectively. If she was a bad bitch, I would say she's a bad bitch. But she's just like, who the hell would turn around if she walked by? Nobody. But she was able to come onto the scene in 2016, which is another important factor that we should be discussing. You cannot pop off today in 2024 the way that you could in 2016 when you were able to post shit on social media and people would see it because their feeds used to work in chronological fucking order. Today, no, ain't nobody sees nobody's posts. Like, you have to pay to have your posts shown to your fan base. So it was a lot easier to build a strong following in 2016. I know a lot about building followings online. I know a lot about how these platforms, at first, it's like they're for the people, and then they turn into being something that's for the corporations or for the public figures, for the people who want to spend all this money to get their fucking post seen to their goddamn fans. It's like, I still need, and TikTok is different, and I adore TikTok for that. TikTok gives people an opportunity for people to see their content because it's always feeding you all these random people's content. But like, you don't get that off of Instagram, you don't get that off of Facebook, Twitter. All these platforms are like, F y'all, we're not gonna show your followers your shit. So back in 2016, you could build a fan base because people were actually able to see what the hell you were posting. And it's like, I really, really, really need to get on Threads because I'm pretty confident that Threads has not been corrupted yet. So if you want me to put you on game, you have to get in with these platforms when they are functioning properly, when there are no ads. There are no ads on Threads yet, I've heard. Keyword yet. So you gotta get in there when people can actually see your shit and capitalize on it and take advantage of it and run with it and try to build your fan base because pretty soon, or at some point, that same platform that you were able to reach people on is not gonna show people your posts anymore. Okay, what am I on, y'all? I'm all over the place. And I got a lot of reading to do on this. Like, I am not done talking about this. Why am I so worked up? Okay. So, let's see here. OnlyFans is truly incredible because it protects so many porn stars who are in harm's way, working with greedy studios and producers who are essentially scamming them of their hard-earned money. I'm glad that these creators can make all the money they deserve with OnlyFans and they can feel safe while doing it. Like, they're playing by their own rules. They're setting up their, video shoots, photo shoots themselves. They're becoming entrepreneurs and they are safe, feeling safe because of it. Like, OnlyFans does not get enough credit for protecting creators and granting them like actual monetary success, instead of getting the little modicum of the little crumbs of what they should be getting. So, if men are dumb enough to pay Danielle, I say go ahead and let them. Danielle's customers and most of the customers on OnlyFans are incredibly stupid because many. And I don't know if Danielle does this, cough, cough. Many of these women, they are not writing a single one of their messages. They have outsourced that. These are men and women and possibly men in other countries flirting with your ass if you are paying to DM bitches on OnlyFans. And I love everything about that shit. Go ahead. Go ahead. If you're that stupid, you deserve to lose your money. Period. So, back to the news story. So Danielle said that she earned $1 million in her first 6 years on OnlyFans. 6 hours is ironic because Danielle joined OnlyFans 6 days after turning 18 in 2021. This is from TMZ. So I did my Googles and Danielle's birthday is in March. So at only 21 years old, Danielle has a black baby daddy who physically abuses her, allegedly. Her baby is absolutely gorgeous, though. I'm gonna give her that. I went to Danielle's Instagram right before recording, and she also has her baby on her Snapchat, and her baby is a absolute doll. Danielle went to one of those camps for unruly kids, like the one that Paris Hilton has spoken out about, where kids, teenagers are abused. So Danielle's story is featured in HBO Max's docuseries titled Teen Torture, Inc. Bad Baby posted the following message on her Instagram saying, quote, "I can speak for myself when I say that I'm still dealing with the effects from my time spent at the camp I was sent to and kept at for 6 months at 13 years old." I'm not going to read the rest of what she said. You could read it. It's on her Instagram. But Danielle appeared on Dr. Phil in 2016 to discuss her outlandish behavior, which included, which I did not know until I did my Googles today, her behavior. And when I say outlandish, I'm reading from the Daily Mail. Danielle stole the car of a Dr. Phil crew member while filming the episode. I did not know that. I did not know that. Like, okay. Whew. So at one point during the episode, the audience started laughing at her and she fired back with what would become her catchphrase, "Cash me outside. How about that?" Danielle reappeared on the show on Dr. Phil in 2017 without an audience, and her catchphrase helped spawn a brief music career. Bad Baby was even nominated for an MTV Movie and TV Award in the trending category based on the catchphrase. Danielle has lashed out at the Dr. Phil show for sending teenagers to the ranch / those camps, but Dr. Phil himself claimed that he was unaware of what happened at the ranch. So I'm under the impression through my research that Danielle appeared on Dr. Phil in 2016, and she was sent to a camp after appearing on the show. And I'm guessing that the Dr. Phil show sent her to the camp, but I do not know. Allegedly, I don't know. I don't know if I want to make that connection and that leap, but it seems as though that might be the case based upon what I read this morning. So, and then lastly, I will end with reading some comments from people who on the Daily Mail, because the Daily Mail always has like really vicious haters. So these are what people said about the story about Danielle / Bad Baby making $57 million. Wayne said, "There's some terribly desperate men out there. That or they need to get themselves to an optician pronto." Okay. WD said, "Yeah, right. Now show the bank account balance of that alleged $57 million." Some people are really slow. Like, some people are really, really dumb. And I said that earlier, like, you're always going to have your hater who like claims that something true is untrue just because they don't like it. It's so corny to me. Okay. I mean, if she made $57 million, she ain't gonna have $57 million in her bank account. She will have already spent X amount on taxes and her staff and everything else, purchases. Like, shut the fuck up. Why the fuck would she have $57 million in a goddamn bank account right now? Next comment. Miss comments. She has three S's on the end. "This is why the aliens won't come visit us." All right. Marla said, y'all did this. You made her famous while you struggle to pay your bills in your real jobs with real education and real skills. Stop making idiots famous. I completely agree, but Marla, I wish it were that simple. I really, really do. I would love, okay, how about this? Instead of us telling, instead of sending the message, stop making idiots famous, we need to stop allowing organizations, right? We need to stop allowing the media to report on idiots. Because if the media didn't report on idiots, they wouldn't be famous. I cannot hold people responsible for not paying $50 to message, to DM Bad Baby, who probably has somebody in China sending her message, or China, Philippines, India sending her, typing a response to that idiot. But I can blame the media for giving her publicity, just like Hawk Tua girl. I haven't covered Hawk Tua. But I'm waiting for her to fade into oblivion. I heard that she sucks at interviews and she isn't interesting. So I'm waiting for her to, you know, wither away and become obscure and unknown. And that's part of why I haven't covered the Hawk Tua girl. But yeah, like the media, there should be some criteria for what they're reporting on. It shouldn't be talentless hacks, you know? So next we got Wise Girl on the Daily Mail. Her screen name is Wise Girl 2. She said the proliferation of online porn has caused the culture in general to become pornified. If porn is a multi-billion dollar industry in the US alone and one third of all internet searches are porn, then how can we not expect that it would start to invade the larger culture? People put down girls like this, but what did you expect would happen when this is what the culture demands? I mean, I didn't know that one third of all internet searches are porn. I wouldn't be surprised though. I'm not gonna like Google right now to check. I mean, Daniel, obviously, Bad Baby obviously is not the problem. There's a lot that's wrong with the porn industry, primarily the abuse and being underpaid, which is where OnlyFans comes in. But it's like, if Danielle has dumbass fans willing to pay $24 to subscribe, $50 to message, $25 to tip, I can't hate the bitch. I can't. I'm supposed to, but I can't. So I don't know. I read that comment. I can't really do a deep dive. I'm not going to really deconstruct it. I'm wrapping up this episode, which is longer than I thought it would be, which is fine. So Blackwell 61 said, and this is another Daily Mail comment, how sad are people to pay for pics and messages to people that they will never meet and will never care about them? Yep. That's what I keep saying over and over and over again. These people are not even messaging them. They outsource the messages. Okay. Miss Nimbus said, use that money wisely, average girl, because you day is almost over. How can someone like this even earn that much selling nude pics? She's average at best and porn is free. So confused. So, end quote, or end of the comment. So, you know, isn't it like 34 million or so, 54? I don't know. A lot of, most of Daniel's millions came from her DMs. And so the connection that Daniel has, the supposed connection with her fans, is what people are willing to pay for. And I have no idea why. None. But they do. They know why. So anyways, that's it. Thank y'all for listening. Bye.